New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Vanderpodcalypse Now, episode 3 of Vanderpump Rules, season 11, You're Not the Queen of the Group. We're back. We're finally formally in the season. We've waited in. We've got our little waiters on.
I still don't feel like I'm formally in yet, though.
You don't feel that way? I feel like I'm thrown in. I feel like I'm drowning in it.
I'm like an adrenaline junkie. That's my problem. I'm a bad boy.
That's in your Hinge profile. I understand. It's legit.
Yeah.
That's fair. I'm not. I'm the opposite. I need help. I need resuscitation from the season already. I'm so sorry. We're back in Sandoval's birthday party. When do we leave this party? When do we leave the saddest party in the history of fucking sad parties?
My favorite part of that party is watching somebody leave out the front door while he was talking, I think, to Billy Lee, and you see somebody exiting the party.
I hope they took a sad cake with them. You know, they were like, all right, well, no one's eating my cake. I guess I'll take my sweet lady jeans outside.
But there's only like 7 or 8 chips, so leave the chips.
But Schwartz is there. Sandoval has just let James go. James has just peed on the bush. Maya the dog is sitting on the couch between both of them. The dog has really like a VIP status in this conversation. I hope she gets money for it. But Schwartz is calling out Sandoval after they just had this kind of explosive thing with James. James just wanted an apology for his ultimate betrayal, which is a funny way to, you know, again, legitimate, but a funny way of like asking for anything ultimately. Like, I want my like ultimate whatever. Is just such an absolutist way of asking for things. And Schwartz is just like, just apologize. Like, just fucking apologize. And Sandoval's like,
how about anything but instead as an option?
Exactly. Listen, I have all my best friends here. Why do I need to apologize to this guy who was one of my best friends that I literally facilitated his engagement party and then subsequently slept with the woman that he was engaged to? He needs an apology? I don't think so.
Well, apparently he agrees with you.
He does. Anyway, we're not there for very long. Then we have all this driving B-roll, which is very disorienting, to emo night at the Avalon. Avalon, we know it very well.
And I'm going to nitpick a little bit, and people probably won't care as much if you don't live in the Los Angeles area. But, I mean, it'll be like a sign for Studio City, and then they're in West Hollywood.
I literally had a note like this, too. It's like Laurel Canyon, NoHo, Malibu. Here we are. Where are we?
Yeah, it's never, just to put it out there, generally speaking, anytime they show like an area, like they're setting something up, it's never there. I don't know.
No.
I don't know if that's
they
makes
are
it more
lying
interesting
to
or like,
you.
Throw you off the scent. I don't know what why, but it's.
They want to disorient you for what's to come.
And it's working.
It is working. I don't know where I am. I don't know who I am. Am I at Echo Park Lake? Am I downtown? Am I at Sir? I don't know. They just want to control us. These VPR producers just want to control us.
It's a psyop.
Exactly. You heard it here first. So Sheena has this big sweatshirt with good as gold on the butt. And someone took a photo with her, a small man with tattoos, and Ariana pointing to her butt. She's like, it's amazing. And it's like, there's truly nothing that's less emo than this. There's nothing emo about anything that's happening here.
I think she thinks big sweatshirt is emo.
Yeah, like a black sweatshirt is very emo to her. Although I will say Ariana looks legitimately hot. Mm-hmm. She has. I would dare to say she's never looked better than her in her full emo. It's like not really cosplaying, but it's not like her vibe right now. But she's got like a thick eyeliner. She got this army jacket. I'm catching glimpses of season 4 Ariana here. Mm. You know, like depressed, like majorly depressed. But she looks great. She looks like 10 years younger, which again, I'm not like valuing age or anything like that, but she feels more alive. I'll say it.
Brave.
Brave, very brave. James and Allie come to the green room, and Allie's looking also very the craft. I won't say emo. She's more like a 90s goth throwback.
Well, she has that vibe, though.
Yeah.
We know that she's into kind of like the darker, you know.
We do know that.
That's our inside track.
We know Allie's into the dark arts. But she also can look very like wholesome all-American. So it's nice to see her like really like checking into her like witchcraft side. If only for a night at the Avalon, listening to Good as Gold screamo version. If only for that, we're here for it.
I feel like you've had to have gone to at least one weird event or rap party at the Avalon, right?
It always smells weird there. It's like cleaner cigarette.
I go there, I'm like, oh, this seems cool. And then I get there and I'm like, this is like slimy, right?
It is. And cold. Yeah. I always feel cold there.
Yeah.
I'm also 4,000 years old, so maybe it's not for me, but it feels... the smells and the temperatures like really throw me off. It doesn't throw them off though, because everyone's having a good time. James says he was just at Ariana's house. You mean my house? You mean my house? And everyone's looking great except for Lala's hair, which looks like a wig. Talk about a PSYOP wig. I was like, this isn't even like a bad wig. This is like a hologram wig. It's something else entirely. But she's thinking that that's emo as well, even though she doesn't really know what emo is either. Sheena's guzzling Red Bull and her sister is there in a I like to make the boys cry shirt. Stop trying to make Sheena's sister happy. Like, we're not that interested in her. You know, just like we're barely interested in Brock. So I don't know why we're interested in Sheena's sister.
I have room in my heart for her.
You do? Oh, you're generous. That's good. That's good. Not me. Yeah. I don't have time for it. This is the point in the podcast where I get like angry. So get ready for it. Sheena says, interesting, James is the first person to be reached out to. Sheena, this is her talking head. She's salty. I mean, she's salty. She's like, he reached out to James and not me. And like, interesting thing. This is really her storyline. It's not her postpartum OCD. It's that she's just mad at Sandoval because he's not more urgently trying to make amends with her. Sheena, meanwhile, is looking more 2017 than she ever had. You know, she's like big mouth bass type of like two tiny pieces. Later we get a little, you know, like Y2K vibe going on. Ariana makes a great point that Tom Sandoval is nobody around him who will give him honest feedback, which is the way he likes it. That's correct.
Well, we see in this episode that he really doesn't like honest feedback. Not even slightly honest.
Mm-mm.
So
mm-mm. He likes dishonest feedback.
Yeah.
That's all that he's looking for. But then we cut to Kyle Chan, which is a perfect little like, this is the guy who works for him / is just here to be around Sandoval. He's also wearing this giant like fuzzy garland thing in this scene. It's like these like puffball. They're like, you know, like craft, like when you're crafting or you're at Michael's and you're like, I need something for like my kindergartner to like glue onto like a box. He's wearing a giant ring. I was like, who gave him this? Why is he wearing this? What's happening here? This birthday is getting darker and darker.
It is. It's so depressing. It's just so vacuous. It's mm-hmm. like not even the space is not only is it not filled with people, but I just feel like the space is just filled with like this kind of empty, kind of like dead-eyed void. Like
it's an extras call.
Yeah.
At Sandoval's house. Can you imagine if you were out like an actor's access like extras mm-hmm. call and you were like, oh, it's in... it's like the valley. I'm gonna go there. You know, it's like call time at 4 p.m. You
can, I can imagine.
You can and you
that.
Have.
I absolutely can.
What if they took you to Sandoval's house? What if they were like, we're signing releases. You have to go into this farmhouse, like mid-century farmhouse style home. You don't know what it is. You get there and it's Vanderpump Rules, Tom Sandoval and Ariana Maddox's house.
And they like put on this glitter. Put on this eye glitter just because. And I'd be like, all right.
They're like, put on these flood pants.
Yeah. Don't eat the chips because there's only seven.
You can take a cake home with you, though. You can take a cake, but just do not touch any savories, please. You'd be like, absolutely. Can I be paying you for this?
Yeah.
Ugh. Before we go to emo night, Sandoval's talking about James wiping his dick off with his shirt when he was fucking Kristen. It's the most graphic fucking thing. It's I have really, to mention it before we get to the next scene. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's so gross. And like, everyone's like, oh my God, that's so gross. Because of course you'd say it was gross. This is like a gross fucking visual that you're doing at your 41st/46th birthday party. You know, like you're still so preoccupied with this thing. Back at emo night, James wouldn't be caught dead doing what Sheena does, of course, because he's like a legitimate, I guess, DJ. But all Sheena and Katie and Ariana are doing are pressing a button. They're on the stage. They're there. They're in their nice, like cute outfits. They're there to like press a button. Dance,
and raise the roof
and t-shirt gun everyone. Like, and go and get the fuck out of there. But they're having a fun time. Katie is just like out there just fucking shooting people with her t-shirt gun. They're in those little risky business Ray-Ban sunglasses. But Lala in the back is like, I don't know what emo music is. I look like shit. My hair is a wig on backwards. Well, I was like, when can I leave? Can I go? But back at Sandoval's, we're talking about New Zealand again. How many times is he going to talk about New Zealand?
But and not really add any new information. He just says like, ugh, New Zealand, as if you know like the ins and outs of every aspect of it. You know what he's talking about.
Well, he's acting like he acted in like a fucking Scorsese movie. And ugh, it's New Zealand. I was on call in New Zealand. It's like you're being fucking picked up by half the cast of like other C-list reality stars. You weren't like making high art or even traveling. You know, you weren't like out like seeing the world. You were getting paid to be on like a reality challenge show. This is not like a lofty thing and nobody knows what this is. P.S. Schwartz finally heads out to emo night. And then we get a little like biopic of their friendship, their bad faces, their flashbacks. Nobody needs it. At emo night, Sheena does her dumb screamo good as gold, which sounds insane. Sheena says that she wants to be Gwen Stefani / Fergie, which is... I love Sheena, and I am so happy that she wants this, and she thinks that she could be in the same ballpark. But we also have Ariana, who's literally, like, in Chicago while this is airing, like, acting in and singing in an actual musical. So it's kind of, like, kind of sad, too, that this is, like, this is Sheena's big Fergie night.
I also like that Gwen Stefani's not enough.
She just wants to wear outfits with backup dancers, and she gets that. She does live her dream. And this is the best that she's going to get. I mean, I don't think... No one's calling Sheena to be in Chicago, you know?
Yet.
Maybe a cruise ship. Maybe someday Sheena will get a call from Carnival Cruises and be like, Sheena, we want to do a 6-day Cabo vacation and you're going to headline.
Yeah.
I'd go.
Yeah, we will go. People that make things happen like that, we will go.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll pay to be there. But then we're back at Tom Sandoval's fucking saddest fucking depression birthday. They have 400 cakes. They pick the tiniest one. Billy Lee brings it up to, he doesn't go to the counter. You know, like the cake is not really lit with that many candles. The cake is brought to him. No one's around him. Everyone's like 40 feet away from him.
I mean, Billy Lee looks good though. I'll say that.
Yeah. I just like, I think Billy Lee has always been very boring to me.
Sure. But she's number two on the call sheet for that party. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, it's not going to be Kyle Chan. That's for sure.
I mean, we're number 19.
It's going to be those puffballs. Yeah. Exactly. It's going to be Trader Joe's hummus spread than us. He talks about getting so much hate for the things that I did in his talking head around the scene. And he talks a lot about other people getting shit for his actions over and over. It's like, you sociopath, you love this. You love that everyone's getting hate. You love that it is relevant to you somehow.
I also think that the people that are like, oh, it's just being in your universe has hurt my world. No, it hasn't.
No.
All of those people.
You fucking
listen, I get
love
it. I get it.
You
I get
off
you know, and
on
I get it.
It.
I'd be the same way. But let's just be like a little bit real.
No,
let's just show
you
a little humility.
All.
Yeah.
No.
Like, you love it. You'd rather that than not.
Yeah. Oh, you... and. You have never been more relevant, I would say. And this is, again, I keep thinking this is months after all of this went down. So he's fucking drinking this. He's fucking taking little bites of this, like, relevance. He's fucking loving every minute of this. And it shows. Like, that's why he can't apologize. And that's why he can't be humble to anyone, even, like, Lisa, who's his boss, executive producer, whatever, of the show. He has no capacity for this. And that's why we don't see it.
Well, you know, I was thinking of is, you know, when like when you watch a TV show or a movie and they're like, you know, you can just solve this by like texting the person instead of waiting for the phone call. Mm-hmm. Like there's a bomb on the in the car and they're like, they're calling, they won't answer the phone. It's like, why don't you just text them? They'll see it right away. Mm-hmm. Because that would end, like there'd be no reason to continue the episode or the show, right?
Yeah.
I think in the same way, if he's just really like, yeah, I screwed up, I'm sorry, and I'm humble now, is there, I don't know, like what is the show maybe? Like, you know what I mean? Like there is no...
No, there is no show.
Yeah.
No.
So, I mean, that's kind of how it's like, why don't you just do this? It's like, because if I just do that, then
just
we just all
that.
Sit around.
Exactly. And if just... I make amends and, you know, really start trying to like meaningfully repair things, and it's like, then I can't freak out and cry 14,000 times in one episode. Yeah. I can't have my fucking like wiping away my fucking eyeliner at fucking Sir. You fucking asshole. But this is not what angers me most about this scene. It's that he's pissed that Raquel didn't wish him a happy birthday. He's such a like, And Billy Lee is like, it's your time to heal. It's like, you don't take terms to heal. Like, she's in a fucking rehab facility and you're at your fucking own house that you share with your ex eating tiny cakes. Like, who's in a better place right now? Why are you mad about Raquel? You don't give a fuck about Raquel, you know? Just heal. Just heal.
I don't know. According to this episode, he still does.
Mm-mm. Bullshit. He's been fucking people. It's so transparent. And I can't listen to Billy Lee, like, fucking stroke his ego anymore, honestly. But I also... So after this, we cut to Tom Schwartz's Depression Lodge. I didn't realize he was living at a Holiday Inn. Like, I was like, don't show me. This is too... This is upsetting to me. Don't show me your, like, shitty bathroom with all of your fucking Axe body spray. Like, you know, like, every, like, there are, like, clusters of, like, men's products all over. It's like, I love it because it reminds me of, like, old Vanderpump, but I also hate it because I'm like, holy shit, this guy's, like, 40 now, and he's fucking living in this, like, studio in NoHo. We have to, like, see him look at his own face in the mirror getting ready.
Yeah.
It's like, it's too dark for me.
Yeah.
That's really saying a lot. The next morning, Anne is cleaning up the most depressing birthday party of all time. Oh, this is my favorite part. It's like Ariana's napping on the couch watching Anne clean up her ex-boyfriend that she cohabitates with 47th birthday party. Katie pops by and they're both just getting pumped full of IV minerals, rocks and minerals.
Jealous. Oh, are you kidding me? Really,
I want that right now. I priced it out for myself. I was like, how can I do this?
What's the price? How much is it, do you think? It's a lot to have somebody come there.
I think it's like 170.
Oh, that's not bad.
Is that worth it? You think it's worth it?
I mean, if somebody's coming to your place, sure. You know, then you got to tip them.
Yeah, you do have to tip them. And these women look like they were like, they were like, we're not, you know, we're not real nurses. We're like, what's the lowest form of nurse? What's the, they're just like phlebotomists. Yeah.
Not that listen, it's a respectable job as well.
Oh, yeah. But also like you have to do shit like this sometimes, which sucks. They don't even get a snack. They don't even get to have whatever like leftover sad party snacks. They just like come in, they give them their like prescription, which I want to do too. I want to check off the boxes of like the different like magnesiums and like CoQ10. You know, like I want to make my own.
We should do that for research.
I think we should. I love Ariana's outfit right now too. She's got this like black linen. She's looking very good. They're IVing. They're just like pumping vitamins fill. You know, like, and they talk about how Katie's going out with Sheena later that night and they're going to work on their friendship. And Katie's also wearing this like black plastic skull necklace that I'm almost positive like I coveted very hard in the 90s when I was young. But Katie is looking, she found it. She found what she was supposed to look like.
Yeah.
Right here in this season. She's supposed to look like Christian Slater and that's it. Yeah. Just fucking buy his wardrobe. Own it.
Pump up the volume.
I want every choker. Yeah. I want every fucking like throwback like 50s bowler shirts. I want her hair to never change. Mm-hmm. And I just have Katie out in the world like this, you know? Then we're in Pump. Pump, RIP Pump. 2013, 2014 to right now, baby. Lisa's alone. She's sitting like Miss Havisham, just in this weird, dusty patio. It's like tumbleweeds roll through Pump, you know? I don't, because they just had a party there.
It's like a Netflix horror movie, like The House of Usher. It's like one of those type of scenes.
Lisa's hair blowing in the West Hollywood winds, just picking up the pieces one after the other. But it's funny because they just had a party there like 2 days ago, and it was like pink and vibrant. But now it's all muted tones.
I mean, it's gutted. You know? It's getting gutted.
It's gutted.
Stripped for parts.
You know? That's right. That's right. It's still like, it's the Sur effect, where like if you're not using the space for 30 seconds, it just becomes a wasteland. You know, a dusty home goods wasteland.
It'll be an Amazon Fresh or something soon. I can't.
Exactly. Be a Chipotle. We close up on the sign that has endured the test of time. It is Wine Makes My Clothes Fall Off, which I'm like, you were trying to make this into a West Hollywood French Garden. I've never seen this sign. It's long. It's like 8 feet long. Wine makes my clothes. Do they even serve wine at Pump? I've never had wine at Pump.
That's custom, right? That isn't like fresh off a TJ Maxx wall, right? That's
no,
custom.
I looked for it. I shopped for it online last night. I was looking for my own. I was like, can I pick this up? Is this on Amazon Marketplace? Like, could I take this one? Answer is no. It's also in like a weird curls font that I have to point out, or else I'd be remiss if I didn't point out the font.
Chuggy is the term that they still use.
Oh, it's the chuggiest. Was this hiding behind vines and crates of pumptini mixes? I don't know, but I love it. Tom comes by with flowers to talk. I do think, I will say it, I do think that Tom is looking kind of attractive in this scene. That being said, everything that comes out of his mouth is absolutely abhorrent, so that doesn't last for long. He does say New Zealand again, his time in New Zealand. Like, he was on an actor, he's a writing residency in New Zealand, and you're being carried by Jojo Sawa and Nick Viall. You're not a fucking doctor. You're not like Doctors Without Borders, dude. Like, you're in army gear with cameras.
There's tons of borders in this one. So it's all borders.
That's true. Many, many borders. And he's just like, if he says it one more time, I just.
It's a drinking game. Every time he says it, you drink wine and then your clothes fall off and the sign shows up. That's the game.
You're trapped in this garden. You have to play it until you're undead. Lisa, in this scene, though, is holding Sandoval's feet to the flames because he's being very whiny. He brings up his friend Ali, who died again. This is this man's legacy is being brought up 5 times in the first part of season 11 Vanderpump Rules. I know this man. There's more to this man. I know that this man probably has a rich history and lots of interests and family that actually loves him. But for now, he's literally just an excuse for Sandoval.
Yeah, he's ammunition, I guess. He's like being weaponized to.
It's so gross. I do like. So he brings up that Sheena on her podcast talked about him and Billy Lee maybe having hooked up, which I believe. Honestly, I would love to believe it. I hope it did happen. Then Tom talks to Lisa about another episode of Sheena's pod. You know, we're just giving Sheena's podcast a lot of publicity through this scene. This is the only thing that's made me want to listen to Sheena's podcast, Shenanigans, is that this fucking Billy Lee conspiracy theory, which I love, obviously, because something needs to be interesting about this person in my Vanderpump world. And then a guy named Nima, who dated Raquel for a second, he was saying, quote, sexually explicit things. And Tom is very perturbed by this. Even though I'm intrigued, I'm like, who's Nima? Got to figure out who Nima is. I got to figure out how long they dated. Nima says that Raquel told him that Tom and Ariana were in an open relationship at the time, and that Raquel begged Nima to have sex on Sheena's bed. Another totally different kernel of information that I can't wait to fucking connect those dots on my murder board, you know? This is grossing Tom out, even though none of this really has anything to do with him, honestly. Like, this is a while back. He's with someone else now. You know, Raquel, they're not together. She, like, what does Nima and Raquel's sexual history have to do anything with him? But any ammunition for him to be like a pouty fucking asshole.
Yeah, like, he should be the only one benefiting from something, I guess. Like, from mm-hmm. content, from information.
Yeah. Can we get Nima on Vanderpodcalypse now, you think?
Yeah, just email Nima Vanderpump at sir.tomtom.
Nima shenanigans guest at Gmail or
at pump mail.
At VPR Universe. Good. Excellent. At Good Fear. I bet Good Fear already picked him up. Mm-hmm. Tom and Lisa, this conversation escalates. Tom says that he was suicidal, which is very dark. And Lisa obviously gets very disturbed by this. And again, it's so hard to not think that this is an incredibly manipulative move. It's a very serious thing to talk about.
Yeah.
But again, with Tom, he's such a fucking liar. And it's so hard to believe.
Both things could be true at the same time. But yeah, like, it's hard to, take it for like face value when everything else seems to indicate otherwise. Like, you're just, again, like, you're being manipulative, or you're taking something that you kind of was a kernel of truth and you're like, hey, how do I maximize? I mean, the New Zealand thing is huge. Right?
God, I can't. The scene goes on for another fucking 19 minutes.
And it is pretty, like, he's pretty, I found it like kind of uncomfortable. He's just like, Lisa's like saying some, like, she's going to support him, but also she is saying like some pretty logical things, like, hey, this is mm-hmm. really messed up. And his thing is like, attack. Like, somebody's saying something that like makes me look like I'm not a great person. So attack.
Yeah, Lisa.
Yeah.
Oh, they keep coming after me. Lisa.
And all I'm doing is being bad, and they keep coming.
Yeah.
I keep being bad, and they keep coming after me.
I keep acting like an absolute nightmare, Lisa, and they keep fucking being affected by my actions. That's bad. I gotta work on my Tom Sandoval. But yeah, for once, Lisa is acting like a concerned person to this man, and she's being met with like whiny, bitchy tears. And again, once the scene is done, I'm relieved. Like, thank fucking God. Again, it went on far too long, and I was like, get the fuck. Can we get this episode going? Jesus Christ. But we're out. Then Lala and Ariana are shopping. I don't know where it is. Like you said, Jason, like it's like Studio City, Laurel Canyon. I don't know. They're in a shop that could be literally anywhere in Los Angeles. I'm sorry, it has succulents and it's pastels. It could be literally anywhere. The clerk is very mad at them. This just in, Brian said that Nemo was on Shaws of Sunset and is a director now who directed Ariana's Duracell commercial. Fuck.
Also, yeah, Michelle, my wife Michelle, when we were watching this, because she's the real one in our relationship. Mm-hmm. But she says, yeah, Nemo was on Shaws of Sunset in the later seasons, because I watched Shaws of Sunset with her for like the first couple of seasons. So I guess he was on some later ones.
Nemo.
Yeah,
we gotta get Nemo. Let's book Nemo. Who do we call to book Nemo?
Well, just say you're filming another Duracell commercial, and that's how you trap him.
He can direct our Duracell commercial.
Yeah.
Which is just in our home. Ugh, I'm so intrigued by Nemo. Anyway, less about Nemo, more about this nondescript, stupid store that the clerk just wants these reality stars to
leave. I was kind of like, it made me think, like, if the drama of Tom Sandoval wasn't happening, it, we would just be watching them shop at nondescript stores.
I feel like
when I was watching it, I felt like I was like, oh, is this really it? Like, look at these folded and whatever. A little bit of that's fine because, you know, it's real life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the mundane stuff that could be interesting. But I was like, for a second, I was like, could this be it?
No, at least it's not a theme party, though. Like, at least, thank God, Tom Sandoval's birthday was not a themed birthday. If I see another fucking, like, retro set, like, fucking, I can't, I don't give a fuck. I never want to see Tom Sandoval ever again in any costume, ever. Ever. Only if Stassi's brought back will I accept a theme party. That's it. Yeah. You've heard it here first. That's it. But the clerk is really visibly annoyed at them and just really would like them to leave. They talk about James being sober. How he should be sober. Lala's like, everyone should be sober. When you're not sober, you don't engage with people the same way. And she's like, I wouldn't engage with people the way I did when I was drinking. And it's like, you engage with people you hate all the time right now as a sober person, Lala. That's literally your whole job, is to engage with people you don't like.
She's like, yeah, I give out my phone number to... And I mean, it makes sense. She probably does, you know, did probably give out her...
Yeah, right. Bullshit. Fucking... Lala's a... You know, like, I just think Lala loves to be on her fucking high horse. She loves to fucking preach to people about how their lives can be better. She loves being this person. It's fucking obnoxious. It's like, she should take up fucking CrossFit and be vegan too. Like, just fucking go all out. You're gonna...
All those things, yeah.
Lala tells Ariana, you know what I would wear if I had your body? Latex. Everything 24-7. 24-7 latex. It's like, you have the same fucking body. You look the same. Yeah. You're the same white woman. I don't... Wear latex then. It's just strange. Very, very strange. Meanwhile, at dinner, Katie is walking in on Sheena taking a Big Mouth Bass selfie in front of Taisho. She's got to get her selfie in before they have their mocktails. And we have flashbacks of their relationship. She's at Sheena's bachelorette way back when, four Sheena faces ago, where Katie gets a chalice and a bottle of tequila, which again, doesn't make sense then, didn't make sense now in this moment. But the thing we do learn here is that Katie has a date with Kevin from the 27s. Kevin from the 27s enters the chat.
Now, I really stand by the thing is when they got there, they were wearing different clothes and a wardrobe person said, no, put on these baggy kind of billabong and here's a chain. Like, it's almost like a costume, but not of anything edgy or cool. Like, it'd be like a commercial for like Skechers mm-hmm. in like 2016.
Wait, did you know they what I mean? It's change like, inside?
I just looked at their clothes. They're like crisp clothing of like... button-down billabong shirt, t-shirt, and like a weird necklace. I was like, this is like, and this was to be like, what, like a rock band or whatever they are? And I feel like they showed up in like normal stuff or like things that fit them. They're like, no. Mm-mm. The 27s, as we imagine them on Vanderpump, mm-hmm. they're just kind of like, it's like TJ Maxx, like edge, you know? It really did look like that to me.
Yeah, it's very homogenized, kind of. It's like, now it's like, what's the mainstream style that still seems like vaguely stylish, even though it's not at all? Mm-hmm. And can we put these fucking slick, sweaty men in it for any reason whatsoever?
I wish it was rockabilly.
God, you don't. God, this group, rockabilly, would be fucking, my mind would be scrambled. But I love that they clicked. Katie says that they clicked talking about tequila. He didn't know anything about tequila. Katie just is made of tequila. I was like, first of all, why is this not filmed? I want to see this conversation with Katie being like, yeah, what did she say? She's like, I love tequila. I fucking ruined my life on it. You don't know about anything about it? Yeah. Let me tell you something. You know, like what did they bond over tequila?
This guy's like, my lock is the lack of knowledge of tequila. And the Katie's key was knowing a lot about tequila.
Yeah. Katie's like, I have a long resume of tequila-like behaviors that I can clue you into. And he's like, I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued by this woman.
Or is it like any, I mean, I don't know, it could be anybody, but like, oh, you're interested in a thing and you're somebody that I'm interested in pursuing. Yes, I'm interested in hearing a laundry list of whatever it is you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Is it tequila? Is it space flight? Is it sandwiches? I don't care. I just want to listen to it all because I want to get to the next point.
Yeah.
Which is nudity.
Peter, you know, Peter heard this news and he's like, fuck. Peter Madrigal is like, God, I should date Katie again.
Yeah.
You know, he's going to be calling now that she's open to fucking whatever.
We're here for it.
I absolutely. But again, they're just trying to pawn these people off. These are fucking Jewish matchmaker style. Like, pawn everyone off. Get a fucking Nima. Get yourself a guy from the 27S. It doesn't matter. Just showcase those dates. Let's get people a little bit drunk together and just see what happens. It is. It's like sex trafficking for, you know, 40-year-old reality stars. Also, if I were Katie, I would never bring up tequila ever again. But of course, she can't. She's got to bring it up to the guy who created Screamo Good as Gold and then date him. Again, and also, like, Katie's hot this season. I just want to bring that up, too. Like, Katie can do better than Satchel. She can do better than any of the guys from the 27s. Katie could date, like, an actual normal guy with a normal, dare I say it, job if she wanted to. She's dated a woman. I think she will with Tom Schwartz, I guess, later this season. She's going to date the babysitter. She could date a normal person. I know it. I can feel it on my bones. She has that potential, but this show won't let her do that. It's Peter, Satchel, Kevin from the 27s, or it's nothing. Oh, then we get a lot of dog B-roll to introduce Butters, who's getting a doggy cut at Vanderpump Dogs, which is now Wolf by Vanderpump's predecessor.
I mean, these are just mini commercials, right? Like, for their things.
Yeah. Yeah. Then we got Summer. Summer works at Vanderpump Dogs. She's getting her 2 seconds of airtime here. Summer, who has waited 2 years volunteering at Vanderpump Dogs to get 2 seconds of shot where she is there and present and admits Butters for a haircut. That's going to take 2 hours. Did you hear them? They were like, come back in 2 hours for your dog. It's like, I'll come back after a long weekend, I guess. Take your time.
Yeah.
But is Butters gonna, like, are we just gonna switch Butters out with another dog? Like, Jiggy style? What's gonna happen back there? What's happening? Why is this purple hair employee taking this dog? Psyops. All psyops. Bad business model at the very least. Anyway, I love Summer getting her moment in the sun. Also, you can't share a name with Sheena's kid and be on the show. It's just not gonna happen. So change your name. And we'll see. Give it another 2 seasons and maybe we'll get a line on the show. Tom Schwartz tells Lisa that his brother is back in rehab. He has cirrhosis of the liver. This is really, like, incredibly sad that his brother, one of his triplet younger brothers, is back in rehab for the third time.
Yeah, that's a bad place to be at that age, at any age, but I mean, especially pretty good. Young to... I had an uncle that had the same thing, but when he, you know, I was a very bad alcoholic, but he was probably, when he was at that stage, he was probably already in his, like, late 50s, early 60s. Not that there's any age that's good.
What
but
happened
being
in
your,
these triplets?
Yeah. But also it's like, that's dude, you good. Have seemed like you haven't, you know, he talked about his own moderation. It's like, I mean, your moderation might be someone else's a lot.
Yeah. Also, you should not be sober curious. You should just be sober.
Yeah.
It's in your family. Like, Billy, Brandon, and Bert clearly have issues with substances. Maybe you should just fucking chill the fuck out. Enough. I don't know. This is such a sad... This episode is so fucking dark.
Yeah.
This is a slog. Like, I don't...
Do you think everyone's ages are just kind of like, we can't fake it? I mean, I don't know. There's something maybe more real about being this age and be like, there's only so many times we can just slap on, like, you have a weird theme party and slap on glitter and, you know, or go to some kind of weird event and throw our arms up in the air. Like, now things are, like, you know, existential crisis left and right at this point. And, like, the show is kind of catching up with itself.
Yeah, but I don't like...
Not that we ever do that. We don't do that as people.
No, we never.
Because we're always partying.
Exactly. We never
young
age.
And we party.
Yeah, we don't have these old people problems. Sorry. I think that is true. I think it's part of that. But it's also like there's these like permissible conflicts that we can talk about on reality shows very lightly. And then there's these things that are much deeper and more complicated and really like speak to like an interpersonal relationship and where you're at emotionally and mentally. And Vanderpump is very good at kind of like towing the line and really delving into these like appropriate kind of conflicts, like affairs, you know, like lying, manipulation, but stuff like addiction and suicide. It's like who are we helping by discussing this? Hopefully somebody, but also it's like very hard because these characters are already so broken. You know, it's like if we go too far underneath the surface, if we get like past the tip of the iceberg, it's like, oh boy, you know?
Yeah.
Lisa wants Schwartz to help change the narrative with Sandoval. And I'm like, that's called codependent behavior. That's not his job. But I guess it's better than talking about suicide. So let's do it. Lisa also, thank God, lightening things a little bit. They're opening up a new restaurant Lake Tahoe called Wolf by Vanderpump. Wolf by Vanderpump. She invites Tom. She invites Tom to invite everyone.
What is the option there? If he's like, you know what, I'm just going to go by myself. Would it just be him just sitting there by himself?
Yeah. At Wolf. Tom Schwartz drinking half shots at Wolf, waiting for updates on Bert on his phone.
Yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. What else would he do? Obviously, this is very like produced, you know, like come to Wolf by Vanderpump, which it's like, all right. We know what's going to happen in Tahoe too, you know, with Graham Cracker. We know that is kind of becomes a glorious reunion. But we're not there yet because now we're at See You Next Tuesday at Sir. Lala's wearing a see-through leopard cat suit with a bustier. I mean, she's in her Marvel supervillain era. Just like this is Katie's Christian Slater era. Some eras work better for some than they do with others. Sir looks fucking dirty, by the way. Sir needs a good deep clean. Tom does as well. Tom, his shirt is not ironed. And everyone, it's gotten that bad where it's not even like they let it go. Literally, the cast makes fun of him for his shirt. The cast is like, we got Lala over here to fucking bustier. Her fucking asshole is hanging out looking fucking like a superhero villain. You need to iron your shirt. Do you have an iron, Tom? Do you have an iron in WeHo? Do they sell irons in WeHo? So sad. Of course, then he has a gift for Lala, which makes no sense. He gives her a weird tincture with matcha. He gives her like a little tiny vial that she should drink. She's sober.
Well, the thing is, it's like sober, curious, and like she's not curious. She's doing it.
No, she's sober. Yeah. She doesn't need your fucking alcohol substitute because she's literally been sober for years.
Yeah.
But why are you giving her an alcohol substitute because you're like, aren't you proud of me? Here's a tiny tincture. It's a thimble full of matcha.
Yeah, I bought something that kind of indicates something that is more positive. I'm not doing anything positive, but it's like purchasing like an inspirational shirt. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, it's not 1 o'clock somewhere.
Exactly. And she doesn't really care about it anyway. She kind of receives it the way the audience receives it. But Allie backs me. She's like, I'm sober curious. I'm not sober, but I'm sober curious. Everyone's talking about sober curiosity. I was like, how about you all just not drink? A little bit. Just try. I mean, like, we're talking a lot about sobriety, but nobody's actually like really delving in and being, except for Sheena, who is on antidepressants and who is not drinking right now. That's kind of an interesting, again, a lot of talk and a lot of action, at least on Schwartz's part and Allie's as well. Katie and Ariana, their roll in. I love Katie's look, obviously, and Ariana's dress. They look like they're going to a movie premiere circa 1998. Tom and Kyle Chan roll up. Apparently, Kyle Chan is now a cast member on the show. I don't know what he brings. I could never see Kyle Chan or talk about him again, and I would be very happy. Tom's in like an old Navy 90s. He's got the one stripe.
That's what I kind of saw it as. Yeah.
Brought me back, you know? Tom says, wow, it's busy tonight. It's not. There's nobody there. There's three people by the DJ booth. Okay. It's the first time he's had dinner there in a very long time. Everyone in the corner, the whole rest of the cast are in the corner looking his way and talking about him. And he's just sitting down. He's about to get some apps. Jesse comes over. just like Peter, he's been there for, I would imagine, around 1,000 years. I think he died and now, like, is a ghost that's just destined to haunt Sir and wait on old castmates that used to be peers with. We talk again about collateral damage that Tom Sandoval's created. He loves it. He fucking loves it. They kind of make amends. Tom cries again. But you fucking, you're a liar and you love it. Schwartz tells everyone to come to Tahoe, invites them all to Tahoe. They all want to sit down at Lisa Vanderpump's new property. But of course, he will also be inviting Tom Sandoval. Ariana, like a normal person would, is like, yeah. I don't want to go. I don't want to be anywhere near either of you. Honestly, I love how she also is like, you two, Schwartz, I would like to be nowhere near you. Even sitting with you at this table makes me very uncomfortable and angry.
Right.
And she says to him, which I love, quote, I gave up on you a long time ago and my life is better for it. Ah, fucking this wrinkly ass fucking shirt wearing motherfucker and is fucking just getting like a little bit of truth.
Yeah, but you know what? Her life is better in a way because of him.
Oh, absolutely.
It's not from getting rid of him. It's from keeping him so included that something happened to change the direction of everything. So like, let's be a little bit like, you know, let's give credit where credit is due.
She won't do that. She's not going to do that. And she, you know, she shouldn't. You know, it really is more, in my opinion, it's more Sandoval than it is Schwartz.
Sure,
Schwartz,
yeah. And what she's saying is
kind of around.
I get it. It's not,
yeah,
you know, out of pocket.
Yeah. But Tom does push back. He's in his pushback era. He's gonna give a little bit. He's going to not fucking be a doormat. He's going to be half a doormat. And he says, your ego is getting a little out of control. Katie jumps in because he's like, you can't speak for all these people. And she's like, actually, she can speak for us because we all agree.
But hey, let me tell you something. If you went inside each of their little brains, not little brain, you know, in their brains, when he said that, somebody was like, yeah, yeah. Well, because there's two big things that at this point is one is the timeline of like, this has only been a couple of months in Ariana's defense. For the rest of like, you know, information and content, it's like we kind of have the hindsight of knowing that there's a lot that's happened. So when we watch this, we have all that kind of front loaded in us. But in the timeline, it's only been like a short amount of time. So understandably, but this is the second mention of like ego or the first mention of ego. But also Lisa was like, I'd feel less bad for Ariana if things weren't going great for her, which is also
totally.
So there's like two indicators that Ariana is becoming, you know, somebody that has like where other people are going to be like, hey, you think you're like, you're really starting to like believe your own hype a little bit.
Yeah, which I would too.
Yeah.
I mean, again, I think it's really important to consider this has only been a couple months and we've had this information for over a year. Yeah. And so we're kind of sick of it.
This is in her defense, I'm saying this. But I think it's the cracks are starting to, you know, show.
Yeah. And they should, because again, time moves very quickly for these people. You know, like the idea of grudges and apologies and moving on, all of that is much quicker than the normal human being, non-reality VPR star timeline. But I also think it's very... God, she's much better for all of this. And of course, you know, these other people who kind of want to be in her situation a little bit more, they kind of wish, there's a lot of complicated feelings that kind of contribute to what we will kind of see as this buildup of Ariana. Lala asks why Schwartz is in love with Sandoval at this point, which is also interesting too. Lala being like, she wants to chime in because she wants to be a part of this. Schwartz calls it a beautiful friendship, even though it's so insane and toxic, and it's the opposite of that. It's not, you know, it's not even close to like what one would consider a healthy friendship. But at this point, Sheena has to go to the bathroom. We've established this. Sheena like creeps out to the bathroom in her little, like, again, her fucking Matrix style outfit, which I love. She looks like a super, I took a couple stills of her like at different points in this this scene, and every time she looks like a throwback action star. She kind of tiptoes over to the bathroom, right? Who does she pass by? Tom Sandoval. Hey, can I speak to you? And she's like, not right now. I'm going to the bathroom. If you're in a bathroom, I'm going to the bathroom. She's like, meet me out back. And of course, we go back to where it all started. We go to the Sir back alley. We're back. We've got Sandoval. We've got 3 weeks sober Sheena. I'm not sure if she's sober. Is she considering herself sober? She's not drinking, but that's different than sober because she's on meds. She says, I'm 3 weeks sober. And I'm like, can you say that? I don't know. I don't know. Anyway, they sit in the back. They stare at each other for a little while. And then suddenly Sandoval breaks the silence and says, Sheena looks like she rode out on, quote, a Shania Twain motorcycle. And it is the exact correct thing to say to Sheena at this point. It's perfect. It's exactly what Sheena needs. She receives it. She loves it. And it warms her. They're making steps. They're taking steps forward. They bond over Y2K kind of vibes. Tom also says that he's wearing Ollie's sweater, which again, did Ollie, like, you're wearing this dead friend's sweater?
That's dark.
So fucking weird. Everyone is on the brink of fucking insanity. Tom is trying very hard to get back into Sheena's good graces. But even after the Shania Twain comment, things go south. Sheena's like, don't keep doubling down. It's been 2 months since this happened. Like, this is insane. Like, he's like, I would love to talk to Ariana about this. And it's like, yeah, you can. You live with her. And even in this talking head, we get this kind of relationship with Tom and Ariana that it isn't about Ariana at all for him. He says that, quote, Ariana doesn't want to see Tom dragged down to this. You know, like, he doesn't want to. Ariana is actually not the problem in this, I guess, is what we're trying to say. Ariana is better than some people are treating Tom Sandoval. And his whole point is, like, people are treating me worse than this woman that I've actually hurt very, very badly and changed this woman's life. And he thinks that's unfair. Sheena, of course, doesn't really give a shit. She's like, humble yourself. She calls him the definition of a narcissist. And he's like, that's Lala, which is like, what does Lala have anything to do with this, first of all? And then Sheena's like, I can't do this anymore. I have to get back to my daughter, which, again, classic Sheena. She's got Summer Moon waiting in the wings. She can't be bothered with this fucking narcissistic bullshit. Love this conversation. And then, yeah, Sheena takes a big dramatic pause. She gets up. She grabs her purse. And she gets out of the Sur Alley, walks into the moonlight of West Hollywood. And it's actually an incredible exit for Sheena. Sheena has become Fergie. Sheena is Fergie slash Gwen Stefani.
J-Lo.
J-Lo. She's everything. Then we kind of like wrap up this episode because Tom's like, of course, making it about him. The loss of Sheena and her friendship has been devastating to me. Wow. I mean, Sheena is the hero. There's been a lot of really dark points in this episode, but really, thank God for Sheena, you know? Honestly, across the whole fucking show. And this is one episode that really case in point of that thought.
Yeah, I'm ready for things to start happening.
Yeah. You ready?
Sorry.
I'm in it.
I feel like they've laid down enough where now I feel like it's going to get to be repetitive information.
Yeah.
You know, like it's going to be like, I'm mad at you. I don't want to apologize. Let's get to Tahoe. Let's meet some of these people. They're teasing a lot of things. And we know, you know, it's still early on in the season, but you know, like a little taste.
Yeah, I need a little something. But I know, yeah. I'm feeling, again, I really like the end of this scene. I forgot about it until I'm just reading my notes right now. I was like, oh yeah, this is really good. Like Sheena fucking getting out. Like I just need more. I want Sheena to turn up the drama. I want everyone to turn up the drama, but not in a way that's like, I need apologies and not in a way where it's like, it's a making amends time. It's more of like an act. I want everyone to be acting out more in a similar heightened state as Sandoval. That's what I need.
We want the Vanderpocalypse to happen.
Yes, we're waiting for it. I've got my canned goods. We're in a bunker. We're just waiting for shit to hit, baby.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thanks so much for listening to this episode.
Thank
everybody.
You very much. Thank you for saying that our title of our podcast, Jason just sent me this clip from Reddit that someone said that we have the most insane podcast art and title. Yeah.
It's in the Bravo Reddit. Somebody said that, we have, and I was like,
proud. I'm proud because we're brave.
Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Look at
this
us.
This is how we're going.
So make sure to subscribe though. Don't stop doing that. Our Instagram is VPR now.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, give us 5 stars. Even if in your heart, you're like, it's only a 3. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Even if we're just a bunch of Midwest 3s.
Yeah. We strive to be 5. Just think about that.
We're trying to be 5s out here.
Yeah. Just if you say 5, we'll be 5.
Yeah. but that's the transaction.
That's the transaction. But we're all about transactions here at Vanderpodcalypse now. And yeah, thank you so much for listening. We're just getting started. We're fucking crawling. We're army crawling through this season. Stay with us.
Try not to step on a landmine.
No, we don't want to do that. We just want peace.
Or do we?
We want peace and freedom.
Oh.
For you all.
And all a good night.
That's right. This one's for you
tonight. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.